Welcome to Wizard Team, a Harry Potter cast for true Potterhead. Each week we discuss a chapter from the series with all of our knowledge of the Wizarding World. Be warned that this is a spoiler-heavy podcast. I'm Robin.
And I'm Bayana. We were really excited to go chapter by chapter and discuss our thoughts and feelings about the original book series, but that's over now. Today we are discussing scenes 63 through 71 of Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, which is essentially the crimes of plot and continuity and reading your own stuff.
And writing something that should never be wrote.
That too.
What to do when you want to write a story but you don't have a story?
Don't write it. It's all good.
We have some announcements and reminders. This is an interactive podcast and we want to know your thoughts, so please feel free to tweet along with us. Use the hashtag WizardTeam on Twitter to join the conversation.
Love our blog, love WizardTeam, have a few extra galleons lying around. Support Black Girls Create. You can check out our new Patronus perks or send us a cheering charm at blackgirlscreate.org/support.
We have Black Girls Create merch, so head over to our website and step up your nerd fashion and stationery game.
And if you want to support us but don't have the funds to do so, rate and review us on iTunes.
Also, subscribe to Black Witches Weekly, our newsletter curated by Wizard Bay Deb with nerd news and links to what's been going on. So if you want to be in the know, please be sure to subscribe. You can go to blackgirlscreate.org.
And now, for Wizard Team News.
Bum, bum, ba-dum. This month's creator is educator, artist, and CEO and founder of Edutainment for Equity, Candace Wick Davis. You can learn more about her and her work on our website.
Also, we are starting tomorrow, because today is Wednesday, so starting Thursday. We are going to be kicking off the first annual Juneteenth Cinema Celebration in partnership with Sunshine Moxie. It's a weekend, a long weekend, so it's from Thursday to Monday, celebrating a bunch of super dope Black films, and then there'll also be panels and conversations happening. So check out Twitter, check out the hashtag Journey to Juneteenth, for more information, and hope y'all join us for that. And shout out to Eliana and Portia for, like,
putting all this together.
It should be really dope.
Yes. I'm excited. Yeah. The films are good. All right. Magical birthdays. Today is Kim's birthday. So happy birthday to Kim.
Shout out to Kim. Happy birthday. Happy Gemini season. It's like, what is it?
I don't know what y'all talking about. But
yeah, shout out to Kim. Tangent time. It's real short. We don't have to go too far into it. Stan, Chloe, and Hallie. Listen to their album. Get your life. You know? That's about it. That's all I've been doing all weekend.
And I know. I haven't listened yet.
It's so good.
I know. I mean, I'm not doubting that it's so good.
No, I know.
I'm also very much in a mood and a vibe. So it's hard to, like...
And that's fair.
...extract myself, but
I'm kind of
very positive that when I do get there, I will be like, what was I waiting for?
Yeah, I kind of needed new music, because I've been listening, like, alternating between, like, women rappers, which is fine, because I do that, like, whenever, but, and then, like, 90s R&B, but it's been, like, at this point, it's all music I've listened to for the past at least a month, probably longer. So now it's new music. And yeah. It bangs, and I just... We love to see it.
Love it.
And
they wrote, engineered,
produced,
and they're, like, 5 years old. So, like, just stand genius in general, you know?
Yeah.
And there's, like, two. Like, the thing is I was talking about this with my friend, like, siblings, and, like, how it's hard to kind of, like, respect your siblings' choices and, like... Not respect their choices, but, you know, you always, like, just have this, like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, work with a sibling, twin, and, like...
They're not twins.
But, like, to work with a sibling, like, that closely,
mm-hmm.
and allow each of them to shine, I just, yeah, stand Chloe and Hallie, but I just, like, also, like, stand them and also, like, appreciate all of that. That's crazy.
They're great. Tight. So let's get into this stuff. Previously on Wizard Team, where am I? Oh, okay. I just put this in the wrong place. Previously on Wizard Team, Oh, okay. So Jacob and Newt are looking for the person who might know where Credence is, and also might know where Tina is. They happen upon a Yusuf Kama who has like
a beast in his
eye. We're not really sure. Pretty sure it's Hydra, but not sure what it is. I think he's just undercover for something.
Also pretty sure that like we never find out or don't accurately find out because I don't remember.
Don't remember at all what is going on in behind his eye. We do know that he kidnaps Tina and then kidnaps Newt and Jacob for asking questions, because rather than trying to find Credence, he's trying to kill Credence, because otherwise he'll die.
Can live while the other survives.
So then, but because Tina's also asking questions, he's like, nah, you gotta stay put so that you don't get in my way, I guess. But he wasn't.
But I don't even know where he is.
Nope. And then, so they, Kama has like imprisoned them, and then he passes out because of the beast in his eye, even though he took a potion to control the beast in his eye. And then Tina, Newt, and Jacob escape because of Pickett, who's the real MVP here, carrying all the weight. And then there's a Zuwu for some reason, and then Newt captures the Zuwu, and I don't know. That's it. It don't make no sense.
We don't know why any of that happened, but it happened. So we told you about it.
Yep. And we will get into this nonsense. More mess after a word from our sponsor.
The lack of care I give.
The lack of care she gave.
I don't give a care.
Let me just do a ungodly hour listening party instead. Let's just turn the music on instead, because what the fuck. Alright, okay. Anyway. Scene 63. We're at Hogwarts, and like, I don't know, if y'all want to go back to, what episode would that be? Episode 7, The Sorting Hat. Or no, go to episode 6, The Journey from Platform 9 and 3 Quarters, and you can just hear how excited we are.
We're going to Hogwarts?
We going to Hogwarts, fam. We out here. It's great. Gang, gang. And then come back and listen to how little we give a fuck about the fact that we're supposed to be in Hogwarts.
Oh, we go on a Hogwarts.
I guess.
If we must.
I mean, ugh. So.
I did find one positive.
I can't remember if I found a positive or not.
I did, right here, the first one.
Oh.
So, an ominous procession of Aurors marches up the drive towards the castle, among them Theseus and Leda. They did not apparate.
Oh, yes. I did note that.
And she, you know,
was like, I love
screenwriter.
See what it was is they heard
and producer,
they were like,
she might have been on set, but she should have caught it. But at least she didn't write it.
Somebody said, oh, everybody really appreciated our apparating in, the first one. So we just gotta up it in the second one to make sure that like we all. You know, like, they really fuck with that, so we just gonna keep doing it, even though there are times when it doesn't make sense to do.
Or, like, you know, effect can be good, but everything in moderation.
Yeah, you don't have to, like,
beat us over the head with it.
Like, come on. Zay asks, why are we at Hogwarts? And, you know,
because McGonagall's here.
It doesn't, like, it's funny because in my head I'm like, I don't know, but also, like, the text is a no. It's just because it's Hogwarts. That's it. So they close.
We're in like the middle of the second movie, and we haven't been to Hogwarts, so that's like one name they haven't dropped yet. And McGonagall's here.
Well, not yet, but soon.
The brightest witch of her age, but the brightest witch of the age before her, and the age before that.
She's a time travel. That's what it is.
This is why she knew to tell Hermione to be careful with time travel. She's like, all of a sudden, your ass is stuck, and then. You Professor Transfiguration before you even born. It's crazy.
So, they're closed on an upper window where students are staring down at the strangers, nudging one another, which I just feel like, shouldn't they be in class? And then also, like, kids aren't used to folks just coming to Hogwarts. I feel like that's just, like, a thing. Maybe not a thing, but, like, not enough that you are just happen by the castle window and it's like, ooh, strangers, juicy. Like, I
just read this fic, though, and, like, Harry was being raised by Sirius, and Snape took on, like, the task of like shepherding him around the wizarding world, mm-hmm. but they like put him in hiding and whatever. And he was just at Hogwarts. He had a sleepover with Oliver Wood. I was like, y'all just be, you just have visitors all the time?
Well, yeah. I mean, in my head, it's not that they have visitors. It's just that, like,
but they, but I'm people sure come.
People come and, like, yeah. visit, like, the headmaster. You know what yeah. I mean? Or, like, have to stop by to do something. You know what I mean? Because it just seems like a place where something like that would happen.
It's
not
always,
that, not
yeah.
Not that folks would just be, like, out here, but that, like, especially because Dumbledore's there, even though he's not supposed to have the reputation that he has until after he defeats Grindelwald, but he's there. So, I mean, I could see people, especially from, like, the ministry being like, oh, we need to, like, check in about some things. And, like, yeah. it not being, like, a spectacle or, like, something yeah. that's, like, a big
it's
deal
like
a, for
it's like in high school. Like, you shouldn't see people you don't know,
but like
you
adults
see,
be popping in and out
you,
time.
Yeah,
like,
you see strangers enough that you're just like,
whatever.
Whatever.
Like, if I saw a ramp, like, the other thing, too, is, like, the school is, it's this big-ass castle. And I'm just thinking, I mean, maybe, did I have more people at my high school than they do at Hogwarts?
We don't know.
We
and
don't
that's
know.
The other thing is, we don't know
but I'm just
the
thinking
particulars
of, like,
about Hogwarts enough, because then it's also, like, professors, and then are there grad students also at Hogwarts? Because Dumbledore, for a minute, was, like, assisting Transfiguration.
No, it was McGonagall. Well, supposed to be McGonagall.
Yeah. So we just don't know also just enough, really, about, like, Hogwarts administrative room
yeah.
setup.
Yeah. I'm just saying mostly that, like, in high school, I'd see a lot of people I don't know all the time because that school was hella big. And so mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, you must belong here because I ain't never seen you before.
And
but
who,
like, I don't know who you are.
Who's hanging out of the high school?
Right, I'm going to my, what's it called? I'm going to class. Like, I don't know you. Whatever. I'm not tripping. So I don't know. It's just, whatever. Doesn't matter. Scene 64. We are in Defense Against the Dark Arts, which, no.
No.
And, and Dumbledore is teaching, so...
Which he shouldn't be.
He should not be, but he is. And they're going to tell us why, when we learn about him, he's not teaching Defense Against the Dark Arts, and it's a really dumb reason, and they could have just made him teach Transfiguration, but it's fine. So he's teaching, there's a space in the middle of the room, all students enjoying the spectacle, a large boy, McLagan, but not McLagan?
Oh, no, because it's...
It's a McClagan.
It made me happy when
so,
I read that.
So, I'm, yeah, I don't know.
I was talking to Bayana and she was like, well, McLagan's in there. I was like, it's not McLagan. It's McClagan. With a C. So it's a completely different character. So if you guys are confused, that's on you.
Yeah.
Because obviously,
this is some
she
other
is
person.
Full of ideas. Mm-hmm. And she is not recycling anything.
Mm-hmm. So Dumbledore is like, what are the three biggest mistakes you made last time? So this is, okay. This is like, I don't know, something about this is like so cliche to me. So McLagan is like, caught by surprise, sir, and didn't parry before the counter curse. And Dumbledore says, and the last one, the most important one. McLagan looks away thinking, Dumbledore hits him unawares. And then he says, not learning from the first two, as, like, McLagan flies into the air. So I get, like,
it's a karate kid.
Yeah, but I'm like, why? Like, what does this have to do with anything?
My thing with this is that, like, and, you know, as we'll get into with him teaching Defense Against the Dark Arts in general, like, it gives Defense Against the Dark Arts some sort of, like, importance that I don't think it should have.
Right.
Like,
because it, I mean,
it also gives teaching subjects some importance that it shouldn't. Like, if you're a qualified teacher,
then like why McGonagall are you dueling
teaches
your kids?
Well,
like,
not only that, but McGonagall teaches Transfiguration. But when the Death Eaters come, she bout that life. She knows
Period.
How to defend herself,
right?
Because you should be a well-rounded person. Like, the subject matter that you choose to teach might be something that you're more interested in, or you're better like able to instruct in. But, like, because you teach Defense Against the Dark Arts does not mean that, like, it doesn't mean that, like, or because Dumbledore would be teaching Transfiguration doesn't mean that Dumbledore is not good at Defense Against the Dark Arts. Like, he's a well-rounded, he's a great wizard. And so, I don't know, it just is, like, it gives it this, like, importance. And also the idea that, like, I'm sorry, that your favorite subject in high school is going to somehow, like, change the trajectory of your life. And, like, it might. My favorite subject in high school was telecommunications, and then I went on to major in media studies and film, but I what am I doing now? Nothing.
This is telecommunication.
Shut up.
I am just saying. What am I doing? Nothing. As she like talks in on her podcast, in which has success and also is housed under a website that is also pretty successful, if I do say so myself. So sorry.
I don't have an Oscar.
Sorry to mess up your argument. Anyway, Dumbledore is like basically the cool kid. He's like Lockhart wishes is really what's happening here. Maggie says in the chat that this is a huge missed opportunity and it would have been nice to see Dumbledore in what was supposed to be his specialty. And then says, yes. but we got neither fashion nor transfiguration, which is
right.
Like,
another thing is like, it doesn't say this on the page, but homeboy is in the most boring, the grayest of suits
at Hogwarts. Like, this is Hogwarts, where you could really be
where
out
his students
here.
Are literally wearing robes that are kind of, I personally think are more fly than the original robes that we saw in those movies. Like, I think that like, in terms of the things that this movie does well, it's dated.
You know what I mean? Not dated, but that's only because it's set in the past.
But I think that the costume designer did a good job of making like.
They were.
I mean, in terms of like the robes that we saw Harry and him in, those were just
I mean, that's
black
true.
With a thing. There was no actual. Yes, design,
I guess.
You know,
was there? I mean, I don't remember. Let me not even act like I know whether there was design in this movie, because what I remember there wasn't. But I can't remember the
school robes.
I can't remember the school robes. I'm saying of the other things that I do remember. So the class laughs. The door opens. Travers, Theseus, and four other Aurors enter. Young Minerva McGonagall behind them, and I just like, there's gotta
how
be,
young?
There's gotta
she
be
should
two.
Be an infant.
And the fact that they have to say young Minerva McGonagall. Like, is, we should, we, like, that, like, it's one of those things where they're clearly trying to talk to us. If it was not, like, we know it's a prequel, but when Dumbledore is introduced, he's not introduced as young Dumbledore,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, the young Minerva McGonagall is to the readers who, like, grew up reading, McGonagall. You know what I mean? It's a weird thing. Like, is she supposed to be old instead? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't really make any sense, and it kind of signals to me that they just did this for the fan service.
But if
and
you're
like,
gonna do fan service, it can't break the law.
Although, like, most of the fan service, I can only think of one instance in which fan service was good.
In terms of the Wizarding World?
No, in terms of any time I've seen somebody do fan service, I can only remember one. Because my first thought is that long ass walk to beyond the wall that they had us doing for a dumbass plan back in season 7 of Game of Thrones, and that was stupid. And they were like, "Ooh, what if the Hound and Tormund have a conversation?" Nobody gives a fuck. Like, why do they care? No one cares. And like, anytime they've tried to do fan service in Game of Thrones, it's been dumb. Anytime they try to do fan service in Harry Potter, it's been dumb. Naruto though, Boruto, they at least from what I've watched, they had some good moments.
I just watched something that I thought had really good fan service.
That was the last one I watched. Where I was like, oh shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Actually, like, if you're going to do fan service, actually service the fans, you know? Don't just do things that you think are going to, like, be cool.
But also, to do fan service, you have to fundamentally understand who your fans are.
And you have to be telling a story. Like, the thing is the whole reason you even have fans is because you're telling a compelling story. And so if you're going to, like...
It's not a good comparison.
If you're going to do fan service, the first step is to tell a good story. Because if you already have fans and they're excited to come to your thing, like, they will be so much more excited if you tell a story that's good.
That they like.
And, like, yeah, if you give nods to things that they already know, it only enhances it if the story's already good.
Right. Because
if you're just doing it to do it, then it's not good. If it's bad,
I'm not going to be like, oh, but then Minerva McGonagall showed up and everything was forgiven.
No.
Like, no, I've been...
Because she doesn't do anything.
I've been hating this movie for, I don't know, what are we at? Like, we're on page 139, so for an hour and a half now, I've been hating this movie?
Yeah.
And then Minerva McGonagall shows up where she shouldn't be and breaking, like, the continuity of the world that I did love. Like, I'm not like, oh, all is forgiven. Oh, shit.
We love to see it. We don't. Out here. We really don't love to see it. We hate it. And then what's even worse is, so, like, McGonagall comes in and she's like, this is a school. You've got no right. And Travers goes, I'm the head of the magical law enforcement. I have the right to do whatever I please, which, like, is no. not how that works, but okay.
In the criminal justice system.
I mean, you know. Sorry. Fuck 12. Anyway, but my other thing is, like, why is she here? Because in this situation, she's not, like, so let's just say that for some reason, the timing is right. She's supposed to be like, Dumbledore's apprentice in Transfiguration, mm-hmm. one. So Dumbledore should already be teaching Transfiguration. Two, if she was teaching Transfiguration, why is she running after these auras like she's some kind of glorified receptionist? Like, oh, you can't go into his office. Like, no, you got classes to teach. Why?
Right. Why are you here?
Except for us to see that you're here. Like, that's the only reason. So I don't.
And McGonagall's not anyone's assistant. Right. Not that there's, like, anything wrong with being anyone's assistant, but, like, that's not who McGonagall what she does.
And so it just doesn't really make sense that she would be the person. Or that really anyone would be walking around like, oh no, why are, like, they don't have people like that on staff. But, yeah.
It's all dumb.
Zay says that Girl Meets World was mostly fan service, and that he was definitely served, but then got bored, because there wasn't much else. And, like, yeah, I mean, I think that, like,
and even that's right. weird, because, like, Boy Meets World fans are not watching. I mean, they might be watching Girl Meets World, but, like, they're also too old. They might,
for, like, from the beginning, and then be like, yeah.
And then they're like, oh, yeah, I'm old now. Let me go watch How to Get Away with Murder, or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, I do think that, like, I think fan service is useful if you're really gonna, like, tell a story. Yeah. If you're not telling a story, then what's the point?
Leave us alone.
What is the point? Nicole says, ho, why is you here? At McGonagall. it's so dumb.
It really is one of those things, too, where I have to believe, I just have to believe that she was aware that the script wasn't that strong. Like, I just can't.
I don't think that she cared.
I don't think that she cared, but I have to believe that she, in some corner of her brain, was like, oh, I mean, I kind of phoned this one in. So it's like, why would you do something to call attention
to the fact that you
the fact that you felt
because she
this
got
in.
Paid anyway. She was did. Getting paid regardless. So she's like, I don't know, she I don't did. Care. But folks like
she
McGonagall,
was like,
right?
let me write this real quick. People like McGonagall, let me go back to reading some turf shit. So that's what she did.
Yeah,
and we're moving on.
So Travers tells the students to leave, but they don't. And then Dumbledore tells them, or until Dumbledore tells them to go with Professor McGonagall, which I'm just like, no. So then they're filing out. McLagan stops at Travers and says, he's the best teacher we've got. And I'm like, why does that have to be said?
Of Transfiguration, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That. But also, like, why does it need to be said? Like, okay, yeah, you think he's been, you think maybe he's in trouble or whatever. And, like, fine. But, like, I guess it's just so that we know that y'all like Dumbledore. But, like, we already
know
who Dumbledore is.
We know who Dumbledore is.
Everybody knows who Dumbledore is. So it's, like, not.
We're not confused.
It's not necessary. It really isn't. And I'm like, is he meant to, they're trying to make him Remus Lupin is what they're trying to do. And I, for one, don't appreciate it.
Leave. Keep Remus's name out, you know. It's my stance. For real.
So the students leave and McGonagall, apparently. And Travers turns to Dumbledore and says, Newt Scamander is in Paris. And Dumbledore's like, really? And he says, I know he's there on your orders. And then there's, like, that thing from, like, the trailer where they're like, if you ever had the pleasure to teach him, you know Newt is not a great follower of orders. I don't give a fuck. We're moving on. So then Travers asks if Dumbledore has read the predictions of Tycho Dadonis, which I guess is, like, a book, like, because I think somebody else asked earlier. The book seems familiar. I don't know who asked, but somebody asked earlier if somebody had read this book. And I don't know why it matters or, like, why it matters. That's pretty much it. So anyway, I get that they're trying to make it matter, and so, like, I get, like, intellectually I understand why it matters, but,
yeah,
like,
I
within
think
the context of this,
comma
it
asked,
is too much.
Comma
already.
Asked Tina this, but this is also before comma passed out, before comma had the thing in his eye.
Right.
After Newt found Tina, after Queenie was crying on the street corner, and then she got found by Prelatrix.
Prelatrix, yeah.
After we done gone to Hogwarts and found out that somehow Minerva McGonagall is still alive. After. I don't remember that. I don't know who that is, because you aren't, like you said, you and dropped no this is, name, and then the you dropped 51 other inconsequential things. The other thing, too,
is that, like, they say it, let me try to find it now, because they say it, but they don't ever really explain
no.
what it is. It's just, have you read this book? People think that it's about Credence, but why would it? So it says, a son cruelly banished, or I guess Travers pulls the book out and reads from it, and is like, a son cruelly banished, despair of the daughter, return. So I'm just like, is this a fucking prophecy? That's actually what I wrote. Is this a fucking prophecy? And then Traver says, there's a rumor this prediction refers to the Obscurial. So apparently this is a prophecy. So now they, like, listen to those now. And who, so is Tycho Dodonis...
An unspeakable?
Not unspeakable. Is he a seer? Or is he just some random nigga that they were like, oh, this could fit. So we just gonna go with this. I elect that he's a random...
He's just a random person.
Like, also, ooh, we need something to do.
Do we care?
Nope, we don't.
Does she do anything to make us care?
No. We don't even know who Tycho Dodonis is.
They said... sorry. Zay
hasn't been here in a Zay minute. Zay has not back, been like... here in
a minute. But he came back with gems. So he says... I'm wondering more and more if she's not in the seventh level of someone's trunk right now while someone else writes poorly and tweets recklessly while she cries out for help. And girl, if you are in the seventh level of the trunk, I might forgive you.
Maybe.
But
why'd you get caught? Because that's your shit.
Constant vigilance, bitch.
You wrote
you
that.
You taught us. So, not one to, like, victim blame, but also, you created Moody. He told your ass. Bitch, why you in a trunk? You should be out here better than you should be better than Dumbledore because you created Dumbledore's ass too.
Oh my gosh. I cannot.
Bianca says they're so used to not explaining from the OG7 and tried to do the same with this, but there's no material.
There's
we
no
talked
material
about
to
this
back
earlier.
Up. Yeah.
With like because like Stephen Cloves and whatever his name is
and David Yates.
David
too.
Yates, thank you. They're stays. All involved in here. They just were like, oh, we can do
this
we can
and
copy
make these...
paste what we did for Harry Potter, but like,
it's not how it works.
And we complained about what y'all did to Harry Potter.
They didn't know they made a lot of money with Harry Potter. So that again,
right? We watched it because like we knew what was going on, money. But we were also like, what? Why did y'all do that? It's all about the money, dollar bills, y'all, and you know capitalism.
So anyway, Traver says that he's like, they say that Grindelwald wants, and Dumbledore says, a highborn henchman. I've heard the rumor, but why? It should not matter. The whole point of this fucking story, not this, I don't know what the point of this is, but of like the Harry Potter story is that it doesn't
matter where, you
where
come
you're
from,
what kind of magic your parents had, that kind of shit, it does not matter. So why does Grindelwald want a highborn henchman? And even if he does, right, because he believes in blood purity and whoop-de-whoop, they should not also believe. Like, the problem is that, like, they're like, oh.
Everyone has adopted this, like, false premise
right.
of magic.
It's like.
Which was the thing that was, like, the crux of how Voldemort got.
Right.
Because he believed in this false premise of blood purity and who you were and mm-hmm. whatever.
And
that
was
shown
why
time
he...
and time and time again that that's not what it is. Because he got worked, he got bodied. By a Muggleborn in Lily Evans, and then he got bodied by a Muggleborn with Hermione Granger, and he got bodied by a whole slew of half-bloods.
And, man,
an
entire baby. And then, as the baby grew up, just, like, 5 more times, got as well. So, like, we've already been taught this thing, or, like, learned and read this thing, and this is the you know, one of the big lessons. And then you come here and all of a sudden everybody's like, Grindelwald wants a highborn henchman. We got to find this highborn henchman. And like, no, you don't. Because if even if he finds him, it's like, I mean, he's an Obscurial. You can't even control his magic. We just go let him.
I just finished reading this book like, where the, like, she's like, the main character is a witch and she's been spellbound. But like, she's got like just all of these magical like gifts and they're mm-hmm. just pouring out of her, right? But she can't control them and she doesn't know what's going on. And she gets cornered by a vampire And she gets worked because she don't know what she's doing. She has every gift. I mean, she doesn't get worked because she ends up killing the vampire, but like through sheer luck. But at the beginning, she gets worked.
And like Credence, like I understand and like I kind of like appreciate the idea that like Credence has taught himself to use magic in a way that other folks thought impossible. And like, especially given the whole like European, like we got to use wands of it all. Like I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. aspect of it, and so the idea that he has kind of like figured out a way to harness the power that he has, that part doesn't bother me as much. I think what bothers me is that everyone is like, he's like Harry Potter if Voldemort wanted to recruit him instead of kill him.
Yes.
And the fact that everyone else is also playing into this fake ass prophecy that's even less of a prophecy than Trelawney's prophecy, so it's like not even real to me. I mean, I guess maybe it's real, I don't know, I don't give a fuck, but it just feels, I mean, it's derivative, it just is, but also it just it's both derivative and also like goes against everything that we have like known the world to be, which is like pretty much this entire section that we're reading is that. So let's keep going, shall we?
No. I don't want to. I want to take a nap.
So
I want to eat some chocolate. Maybe some alcohol.
We just ran out of chocolate, too.
I don't have any alcohol.
We just ran out of all the chocolate that we had. So sad.
We have that. I can make a drink and then go to sleep.
I poured the last of my wine. But
I'm just thinking about ways I can just
forget.
Fall into the oblivion of this moment. I don't want to be. How did we get
here? I don't want to be a Potterhead no more.
I ain't a Potterhead. I just yell a lot.
Anyway, so Travers is like, and yet Scamander appears wherever the Obscurial goes to protect him. Meanwhile, you have built
or he's a magic zoologist or whatever like, the hell, Obscurial. And he's interested.
Plus, y'all already tried to hire him, so he already knows that that's what y'all doing. So he probably saw Grimson. Remember that time you had that nigga coming out the corner for no reason? He was like, you know what? Maybe, perhaps, I should just go make sure Credence is okay, given that Grimson is after him and is ready to
emerge
from the shadows.
I don't trust you niggas.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Like, it's fine. So Dumbledore is like, however long you keep me and my friends under surveillance, you're not going to discover plots against you. We want the same thing to defeat Grindelwald.
Also, this is the same plot as Fudge and the...
It is.
And
yep. Travers is essentially Fudge slash Scrimgeour. Mostly Fudge. Mostly Scrimgeour.
Yeah.
Because they are trying to fight Grindelwald, but they're just incompetent at it. And they're really prideful and shit. Also, Travers, like, son and or grandson becomes a Death Eater, so, like, sucks to suck.
What morals are you teaching?
So then Dumbledore says, I warn you, your policies of suppression and violence are pushing supporters into his arms, which is ironic given the shit that she's been messing with recently.
Mm-hmm. But also,
well,
shouldn't be like, not that, like, not to say. I mean, I guess, never, I don't know. I feel like you shouldn't be able to be push into being a Nazi because someone's mean to you, but
no, but I also think that like it's one of those things. Yeah, it's one of those things, like I think it's similar to how the like werewolves mm-hmm. were like very easily like went over to Voldemort's side
because at least I'm gonna get some rights
because allegedly
possibly,
and so what do I think, have to lose? I think that I understand the sentiment but also, like, it's just, it's so flat. I
there's no seasoning.
There is none. Nowhere to be found. Not even salt.
Mm-mm.
It's wild.
Do you remember when we had at least a salty villain that we could?
The saltiest villain.
And, like,
and this one
he
is
didn't
just...
make no logical sense, but at least he was entertaining.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, he did it with true. Some swag.
He did. Just a little bit of it.
You know? Some drama.
Just, yeah. I know. Ugh, Grindelwald does not have nearly enough drama. It's honestly, that might be the most disappointing thing. Right. Because it's like
he's not a Fire Lord.
I don't know if you remember since we're talking about shit that is, we were just talking about Game of Thrones. It was like when they were like hyping up Euron Greyjoy for whatever season he showed up in, and they were like, he's about to be worse than Ramsay Snow. And then he like popped up and I was like, this dude is boring as hell. He's not even doing nothing. I don't understand why he's even here. I done forgot he was here. Like, it's just like so nothing. And that's what Grindelwald is.
Yes.
It's just nothing. No
sauce.
Big ball of nothing. None at all. So then Travers is like, I'm not interested in your warnings. Now it pains me to say it because, well, I don't like you. Which, like, I mean, okay. Both him and Dumbledore chuckle at that, but whatever. And he says, you're the only wizard who is his equal. I need you to fight him. So this is the only one he ever feared, the prequel. That's what this is.
I just saw it in my head. I just
the only one he ever feared.
And it's the prequel. Just saw the title card in my head. And I hated it.
But it's what it is. And then Dumbledore says, I cannot. And then Travers says, because of this, he casts a spell showing moving pictures of teenage Dumbledore and teenage Grindelwald. Which, how the fuck does this magic work?
It don't.
Where do you get that? Where did he get that from?
It don't.
Like, in what way were you just like, oh, I'm just gonna pull back the time? Like, what? That's not how it works. How would you know if nobody told you? And even if they told you, how would you be able to conjure up some shit from the past? Like, that's just...
He just gotta conceive in his back pocket.
For somebody else's memories
for
that they
don't... For someone else's memory.
What? What?
Yeah, that sounds legit.
So, teenage Dumbledore and teenage Grindelwald stare intently into each other's eyes. It should read intensely sexually, but it doesn't, so that's awkward.
An intense sexual relationship. Yeah. Never forget,
and
y'all.
Then Travers says, you and Grindelwald were as close as brothers, and then Dumbledore says, we were closer than brothers. And I'm just like, But relax.
You know?
The problem is, there's two things. One, wow, this is so brave. They're, like, so explicit in what's happening here. Oh, my God. I can hardly take it. Two, there is, like, this notion that, like, romantic love is greater than platonic or, like, familial love, which is not true. Like, you're closer than... I guess it's meant to be, like, a euphemism, but it's also, like... Just because you could be closer to your significant other than to a sibling. Absolutely. Like, that's possible. You know what I mean? Who knows what your relationship with your sibling is like. But that isn't, like, guaranteed.
And also,
like,
sometimes your siblings be trash.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you just don't have nothing in common, you know? Sometimes you're like, I just, you know, my idea of a good time to sit around and read Harry Potter, and your sibling is like, how about we go play 18 rounds of golf, and then after we play golf, we can go play some volleyball, and then after we play volleyball, we can do some pickup basketball, and you're like, bitch, I'm tired. Why are we doing all of the sports at once? And then they're like, let's go curling, and you're like, that one I will do, because that curling is fun. And then they're like, and then after that, and you're like, I'm gonna go read.
Right.
So sometimes there's that.
Sometimes there's that. But it just, it's one of those things where it's like, it's not inherent.
No. And there's also, like, nothing.
And also, like, significant others can, y'all could break up. Like, you know what I mean? They did break up. Like, just, maybe closer than, like, you and your brother. Like,
right.
Yeah, like, Albus and Aberforth are not all that close. So, like, there's that. But I just.
Or his other brother, Breeden.
Yikes. Spoilers, even though this is what this is. Yeah, it's just... I personally...
Hate it?
Yes.
Cool.
Dumbledore is looking at pictures. These memories are agony, which, okay, sure. This is terror.
This is pure terror.
Nostalgia for the only time in his life he felt fully understood. And I just... Okay.
This is some homophobic nonsense.
It's just so
you know.
Like,
just in case you were wondering
if you were curious.
Yeah, about. This is just some.
Like, just say it with your chest if you're gonna say it. How about that?
If I am not with someone,
this like
I'm doomed to be alone forever because I'm not worthy of.
You know how many people out here would love to get with a Dumbledore in a plum velvet suit?
In a plum... That's the thing. It's like, honestly...
You can't tell me that Dumbledore
wasn't
out here.
He could be swimming in it. if he would just take off that damn gray ass piece robe and dress like a goddamn wizard, then he would just be batting him off left and right. He'd just be, hey, no, I got you. All right. He'd be, you know, what's the SZA song? Monday, Tuesday, I'll have him on a weekend. Oh, like, he would be out there like that.
My man is your man.
It's my man. Man too. Just take off the gray suit.
Oh man. Okay. So Travers is like,
Bianca said something wild. You know when someone says something wild because right it here. Says Bianca.
Period.
Grindy has superior wang. Okay, Bianca. <Yeah. laughs>
Please.
Ma'am.
Please relax. Okay, so then Dumbledore is looking at the pictures. Whatever, we said that. Then Travers is like, will you fight him? And Dumbledore says, I can't. And Travers says, then you have chosen your side. But just a page ago, Dumbledore said, we want the same thing, the defeat of Grindelwald. So y'all on the same time, just because he won't, like, I mean, he should just go and handle Grindelwald. But just because he won't do that, like, directly, doesn't necessarily mean y'all are
not wanting the same thing.
No, especially because he just said that.
Okay,
anyway,
Bianca makes a point, though.
Yes.
That is not out of pocket. Unlike her last point, but she said it just hit her that Dumbles was a junior Nazi and people were throwing all of these high profile jobs at him in adulthood. And the thing is that him being a junior Nazi was not well known, which is why it's such a bombshell when Rita Skeeter uncovers it. There's no reason in the way in which we find out about Grindelwald and Dumbledore in the Harry Potter series that Travers just walks up and is being like,
shit.
Oh, look at all this stuff. Because Dumbledore was like, it was like a summer.
It was really briefly. He was a teenager.
In Godric's Hollow when he was dealing with the loss of like all this parents and stuff. So like to the outside world, they're not checking on him. He's in grief.
Right.
He's got a whole bunch of kids he's got to take care of now, or two kids. 2.5. Two kids, and that's, well, I don't know.
No, one kid and Obscurial.
One kid and two Obscurial.
Oh, that
Credence is his
he
brother.
Wasn't out here. Yeah, but did he know him? That nigga wasn't out here.
I don't know. But anyway, it wasn't a well-known thing to begin with. And I just realized that is what's so annoying about all of this. Because, like, I can't move against Grindelwald. And I know that y'all were close. Like,
nobody should have known that. So then Travers flicks his wand. Thick metal cuffs, admonitors, appear on Dumbledore's wrists, which, like...
What is this magic?
And this isn't... Okay. So he says, from now on, I shall know every spell you cast, which is not a fucking thing. Like, you could use Priori Incantatum like everybody else. I'm doubling the watch on you. Why would you tell him that? And you will no longer teach Defense Against the Dark Arts. That's not, like, he's not fucking Snape. Like, he's not, and you're not the headmaster. So you don't even go here to tell him what he can and cannot teach. Dippet? Did you talk to Dippet about this change in his, you just mid-year talking about, oh, you can't do it, but are you going to tell the headmaster he got to find a new Defense Against the Dark Arts professor? Are you going to tell McGonagall now she got to find something else? She got to be an apprentice now?
And is like, him what? Not teaching Defense Against the Dark Arts really going to do anything it's not. About his desire to help you or not help you?
So, like, it puts so much, like, I am, so with Snape, it was very much like, if you teach this, I'm afraid that you'll get used to just, like, using those spells and you'll, like, revert back, whatever. Which, I mean, I guess, whatever. I don't like him anyway. He could choke. In this case, what is him teaching Defense Against the Dark Arts going to do?
He's gonna raise
How
an
is
army
it going to
them.
Help the case in any way?
He's raising an army of 12-year-olds against them. To fight for Grindelwald?
Can I just
say... Or to be the other people who defeat... Because here's the other thing. This is the thing about, like, the Harry Potter one or whatever. Fudge decided that Dumbledore... Like, that Voldemort was not a threat, was not around, and Dumbledore was coming after him. In this, Travers decides that Dumbledore is going after Grindelwald, but not in the ministry-approved fashion. And so he cannot go after Grindelwald. Which is like...
Doesn't make any sense.
When, what's his homeboy, tried to Sokovia Accord the Avengers. Like...
What's his homeboy?
I don't remember his name. Lieutenant Jackass tried to Sokovia Accord the Avengers, And then they were like, that's cute or whatever, but there's a supervillain out here, and I'm gonna do what it do, partner. And what are you gonna do about it? And at the end of the day, the supervillain got.
He did.
And everyone was happy.
I would like to say that I can't read the name Batilda, especially coming from Maggie, without immediately thinking that it's a beginny thing.
Mm.
And it wasn't. Like, she's making a point. I just saw Batilda before I read the full point, and I was like, ooh.
And Batilda wasn't wearing nobody. And I was nobody. Like,
well, yeah, and she wasn't like, being aw. Worn. And I was like, I mean, I guess.
She wasn't being worn. This whole endeavor is a curse.
Anyway, but what Maggie does say is says that there that no way would Dumbledore have advertised that connection, and Batilda would have no reason to. And then add that Doge wasn't revealing his cousin's crush either. Or his crush's crush, sorry. Not cousins. Which, like, yeah, it just
for
wouldn't
Doge,
have been,
man.
I mean, he needs
also,
some new friends.
At this point, though.
Where's dog breath Doge?
Right now, in this time period, Doge is closer than brothers with Dumbledore. Because, you know, the rebound thing.
Oh. Is it at this time? Because this
don't
has
know.
Been a minute.
It's
like,
been
at
a
this
minute,
point,
but,
my
like,
man's is middle-aged, so.
But they could, yeah, middle-aged.
Rebound? Like, from a... From a
well, I'm just saying
in terms of like the amount of time passing, not that they couldn't be doing whatever it is they could be doing. I'm just saying that
yes.
A rebound when you're 40 from a relationship when you were 17 is not really a rebound anymore. That's just you
yeah,
doing right. What you gotta do. You know what I mean? Like,
correct. But
yeah.
Doge is like, I really like Gray. My favorite color.
I almost choked. I just would like you to know.
I would like you guys to look up the demisexual flag. No, is that that? No, which one's
which
correct?
One are you?
I don't know.
You mean the straight pride flag?
The straight.
Great. That shit is just gradient of gray. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Who chose that and then thought, like, oh, this is gonna hit? Like, no. Y'all hella dry. Like, oh, that ain't got nothing to do with this, but that's hilarious. Anyway, Theseus is like, where's Leda? We need to go to Paris. It's like, y'all could have just went to Paris. Like, why y'all even come talk to Dumbledore? Anyway, so they're leaving. Theseus is last to the door. Dumbledore
this
calls.
This whole thing is stupid.
So then Dumbledore
so you thought it was stupid, but this one, this right here, this conversation, this shit.
It says...
Ooh, I Dumbledore want my money
says,
back.
Dumbledore says, Theseus, if Grindelwald calls a rally, don't try and break it up. Don't let Traver send you in there. If you ever trusted me. What? Is Dumbledore just like, is he Abernathy? Does he transfigure himself and go to all of like Grindelwald's plans and then be like, why specifically a rally? Would it be like, oh, if he does that, then it's really on. Don't be there. Protect yourself. If a rally is like, what?
Dumbledore's a seer. You know that?
I just...
He be telling Trelawney.
I want the rest of my wine to last, but I also just want to, like, down it. Because... Yep. Sorry. Robin's silly butt decided she was going to look up the straight pride flag. And that dry ass wine is in black and white. They said we're going back to the 1900 early... That wine is gone. I can't. Anyway.
I was demisexual and demiromantic. That's what I was thinking about with,
the green
Doge.
Gray?
Yeah.
Are you saying that Doge is demi or that he just likes green and gray?
I think he likes gray because demi and never mind.
Oh, because he's like gray. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying? Because
yeah.
He's gray sexual?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And that's why Dumbledore wears it, because it's like...
I don't think that that's how...
It's my headcanon!
Cool.
I can do what
cool.
I want!
You're right. You got it. It's fine. I didn't know that that's how it works.
See, because the Demi boy flag, he's got the blue, and, you know, Dumbledore's piercing blue eyes, and the gray. It's a whole thing. It's symbolism that y'all didn't pick up
it's
on.
It's an aesthetic.
Because... J.K. Rowling knew what she was saying, though.
Did she?
Yeah, she plotted all this out. This is the type of, the level of research that we are accustomed to. And y'all just were asleep. You were just sleeping and you didn't pick it up, and that's okay. Robin has been so
this book opened her third eye. That's how through she
real
is.
Real eyes.
What in the world?
It's what very subtle, but if you know.
Oh no. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Yikes.
She's a genius.
Wow. You hate to see it. Here lies Robin. Murdered by that which shaped her childhood. Okay.
It's in here.
It's not. It's really not in here.
It all makes sense. God damn it.
Take a nap, Harry Potter. Scene 65. We're in a deserted Hogwarts corridor. Lita is walking along a corridor populated only with memories. Which, like, okay, she's here for work, and she just left in the middle of them, like,
to reminisce.
Go talk to Dumbledore. And she also, she's not an R, doesn't she just work in the department? And so they brought her for reasons that we don't know. And then she got there and was like, I don't actually need to be here. I'm gonna go take a walk down memory lane.
She said, how long... Who all gonna be there, and how long are we gonna be there? Because if we gonna be there for a minute, me and Lita, you know, we got this thing, you know, we try to, you know.
So we gonna go to the school together? I don't understand how where this is going.
They just have to be together because they're like
together,
and you won't know that they're together and that there's tension between them. You forget unless they're together all the time, because that's what relationships look like. Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
That's love.
I'm sorry for y'all in relationships, because could not be me. 66. Lita is walking into a classroom, turns to look back into a corridor, and dissolve to scene 67, empty Hogwarts classroom, 17 years previously.
Okay, but wait, what year is this right now? This is 19...
26 or 27? I don't know.
1927. Cool. So 17 years later is 1910.
Yikes.
And...
they old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not, because obviously it's at 27, but still. What are you looking at?
Well, if you're... so, you graduate Hogwarts 17.
Yeah.
So then 17 years are 34.
Well, this is her third year.
Oh, okay.
She's 13. So 17 years ago, she's 17. She's 30 now.
Okay. Minerva McGonagall was born in 1935.
Didn't people get married earlier back then?
Yeah, because they died earlier.
But I guess maybe if you're a wizard, it doesn't matter.
Mm. Also, if you're a wizard and you can live to like 100 and whatever, why do you come of age at 17?
Because then you can do fun things for the next 100 years of your life.
I feel like if I live to be 115, I'm not coming of age until like 30.
I mean.
You want me to pay bills for 100 years? Fuck off. No.
Do they have bills? Is that like a thing that they even do?
Obviously, because the Weasleys otherwise wouldn't be so poor. They got a mortgage. And the property taxes on that are huge because they have to keep adding. Yeah, every time they have to add a level, they got to take out a second mortgage to add the level.
And the third one.
And the third one. And then, you know, they got stacks on stacks on stacks.
Uh-oh.
Hogwarts is heavily subsidized, but, you know, like, trips to Egypt cost money.
Well, they won that trip, I think.
And insurance. And... what is shit? Their flu bill. You know? Like, my cell phone bill is high. And they probably don't pay for high-speed flu, but it still costs.
Or the second device to do the flu as well. They might just do the one.
They might just have the one.
Because, man, every time I pay my phone bill, I'd be like, do I really need this second? Do I need this? I should delete it. But then I don't, because
I'm paying for an iPad that has been broken for almost a year. I'm paying, like, so I can have Wi-Fi everywhere.
Yeah.
I need to turn that off.
okay, so... scene... yes, we're at scene 67. We're 17 years ago. It's a flashback. 13-year-old Lita stands hiding inside an empty classroom while students in cloaks trundle by, pushing trunks and carrying owls. It's the last day of winter term. Everyone is going home. There are two 13-year-old Gryffindor girls who are like, you know she stays here every vacation. Another one goes, I don't blame her. Even the name Lestrange makes me sick. Why, though? For what reason? She flings herself into the path, pointing her wand, and she says, Oskousi. Which is...
What is that?
Which is seals a mouth shut as though she never had one, which apparently is a third-year spell. Bless you.
She might just be gifted. Or maybe she made it up on her own.
No. Stop it.
Yeah, she could be on that Snape life.
What? Like, no. This doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense. So then... The first Gryffindor girl is like, Professor McGonagall. So
who is -25 years old.
17 years ago.
She is -25 years old.
She was already not supposed to be in Hogwarts in 1927.
She was -10
and
then.
Now, 17 years previous, she is also where she is not meant to be. So I think either she's doing time travel or she's an imposter. This is not the real Professor McGonagall. And we are in a completely different plot in which time travel and also just fuckery is present. And I would like to be in a different timeline in which this either doesn't exist or it makes sense. Most likely doesn't exist.
Also, though, if this was that world, I would want to hear about McGonagall. What the fuck am I following these idiots? What's
saying.
She doing?
She's
What's
in,
her life
she's
going
She's in
on?
Times that she's not even supposed to be in, and we talking about Newt?
And Grindelwald? We know how that story gonna end. Let's like, follow McGonagall.
Let's follow because apparently she's just
she out here.
She really is. Man. That's what we need to know about. And then... Okay, so McGonagall's like, Lestrange, stop running. And then she's like, Lestrange, disobedient children, stop. Shame on Slytherin. 100 points. 200. Get back here right now. And I'm just like, this don't even sound like her. Which is why I'm thinking it's an imposter. Because McGonagall would never be talking about shame on the house of Slytherin. What? Who is she? Walburga Black? Like, what the fuck? What? Like, I just...
Unclean Shame of my loins!
Like, I just don't understand.
This is the worst fanfic I've ever read.
And I thought Cursed Child was the one that we were really not. I thought that was, like, the worst. I mean, I didn't, because I think at the time... No, I may have. I feel like
I read a fanfic
that.
In which Lily was listening to a podcast all of a sudden in 1970, whatever, and they just said, podcast? This is worse. That thing was actually pretty good until
the podcast.
Until the podcast line, and then I were like, somehow, like, it just homegirl forgot where she was and when she was. But
so then the Gryffindor girl says, "Miss, it was Lestrange. She's horrible." Which, like, clearly McGonagall knows that it was Lestrange, and she also just took 200
points from
for,
Slytherin.
So clearly, anyway. McGonagall silences the girl, angle on Lita, who sprints around the corner. She wrenches open a side door, plunges inside. There's a Hogwarts cupboard. She turns around and sees 13-year-old Newt, who is already in occupation of the cupboard. He's hidden a couple of tanks here, one containing tadpoles, another Streelers. No idea what that is, but I'm assuming it's another beast. And then there's a nest for a raven chick he is cradling in his hand. It wears a splint on its broken leg. And Newt says he's not going home because the raven needs him and was hurt, which is honestly really cute, but like, I don't like Newt, so I'm just like... Like, there's nothing that's been done yet to make me like him, so, like, this is cute, but, and then Lita's like, the raven's my family's emblem, which, like, I mean, whatever, girl.
But she don't even like her family.
They don't even like her, because she
Because I just feel like...
So I just don't understand.
Like, for example, my family is full of Chargers fans, and if I saw someone with a lightning bolt, I wouldn't be like... The Chargers are my family's emblem. I'm like, fuck them. Go Pack, go. What? I said what I said. I'm out here by myself and my lonely, but whatever. I got good taste.
Okay.
It's true.
I did not say that you
The Chargers are trash. All of the NFL is really trash, but
that's truly the crux of the matter.
Especially
when you get right down to it.
I can't watch football no more, and it just like really sucks.
Yeah, I mean, you could watch rugby or
ooh, I could see the New Zealand team see the that is.
Yeah, there's I mean, and there's also like
fighting.
Don't they play football in other places? It's like not as professional, even a little bit.
But Canadian football.
They do things.
It's not the same.
I know it's not the same, but like
I'll just watch that. Mm-hmm. Watch or football.
Boom.
Boom.
You see it. So then she watches Newt stroking the bird's head as he places the chick gently in her hands. She seems to see him plainly for the first time.
What?
Thing is, like if this was written in like prose, I might like that might hit a little bit better, but again, I don't care or know any either.
But how do you show that on film?
You don't. I mean, I guess, like, the acting, it's the eyes. You have to, it's the bangs on the eyes. Remember we talked about this, where you look through the eyelashes?
Hooded lids.
The hooded lids. Yeah, it's that.
I was trying to make a title for something, and it was like, three hooded lids. No, that's not it.
Okay, and then, so now we're scene 69. We're 14 years previous, so we're 3 years later, moving up. So they're in 6 year now. It is Boggart time. That's what it says. That's literally, it says, it's Boggart time.
Oh.
Stop. Boggart time.
Are we done yet?
We're almost done.
Can we be done faster?
I don't know. So Dumbledore is supervising the line. But again, they're trying to make him Remus, but we see through it. We don't approve. So, and also, it's like, again, it's another moment, like McGonagall, where it's meant to be, like, a nostalgic thing for the fans. It's a fan service thing, but at this point, it's boring.
You know what you should have done? If you wanted a Remus moment, you should have killed Remus Lupin, one. Two, you should have made a Marauders movie, but you shouldn't have. Don't touch him.
Yeah, please don't. I really would not like to see that. But I won't see it, honestly. Do it. You're not getting my money. I will read the wiki, possibly, depending on how good or bad. There has to be like a wide range. Mm-hmm. So it has to be really good or really bad. And then I'll read the plot on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
But most likely
don't.
Thanks. So then Dumbledore says, "All right, Newt, be brave." Which is from something else. I can't remember. Oh, it's from Lord of the Rings. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go on. Right? Isn't that what Arwen says?
Who are you talking to?
Myself.
Okay.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not Lord of the Rings. Be brave. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Anyway.
That seems very universal.
It does, but like I was thinking, there's like a specific like voice in my head when I read it, and it wasn't Jude Law's. So that's why I was trying to figure it out. 16-year-old Newt moves in front of the queue. The Boggart turns into a ministry desk. His deepest fear is having to work in an office, which, I mean, fine. He does ridiculous. The desk turns into a gambling wooden dragon and moves aside. Then it's Lita's turn. She doesn't move. She's terrified. The Gryffindor girl, one, who I assume is the same one from 3 years ago, who's just a salty motherfucker, but like, whatever. She's like, I've been looking forward to this, but for what reason? No one knows. Lita steps forward. The Boggart transforms, and at once all laughter is extinguished. Green light is reflected on every horrified face. We see a shadow with a tiny human hand. Lita lets out a sob and runs from the room. So this is where we find out Lita has a tragic backstory. She's so afraid of something. But again, you know who cares?
Not me.
Nope. Scene 70. We're at the Hogwarts Lake. Bowchuckle Island? I just read that this for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck Bowchuckle Island is.
It's the island where Bowchuckles live.
Got it. In the lake? Never heard of it.
There's an island in the lake, though.
No, I know, but is it Bowchuckle Island, or is it just... We just see Lita sitting by the lake, though. So, like, is she in the lake on the island, or is she on the shore, and then is it... I don't know. You know what? I'm asking too many questions.
You're gonna get there. I'm just gonna let you get it out.
Truly. So Newt finds Lita, and like, you know what's really great? It's like this part, not great. This particular scene would be my jam in like any other story.
Mm-hmm.
So Lita's like, I don't, because it's like the angst, but like with the I love me a Hufflepuff boy. Doesn't matter, because this is, I don't care. So basically, Lita's like, I don't want to talk about it, because Newt finds Lita, and she's like, I don't want to talk about it. He holds his hand out. She lets him pull her up. He leads her past a few trees until they reach one where both Chuckles are climbing and fighting and playing. They freeze, but then recognize Newt, and then one of them, like, comes to Newt. And then I will say that Newt Lita is way more interesting than Newt Tina, because Tina, it's just cardboard. It's not even edible in the way that Jenny, you
know. Can someone send me some pictures of some puppies?
Okay, so then Newt is like, they know me or they'd hide. They only nest in trees with one quality wood, and they have very complex social lives. So he's just kind of like talking about the bow chuckles instead of whatever is going on with her. So he trails off. She's watching him, not the bow chuckles. Newt reaches across to her, the bow chuckle standing on his wrist. His hand grazes hers. And I'm like, too bad this only ends in bullshit, because this would really be my jam. Like, I read the scene and I was like, I see the vision. Well, no, I see my vision. I don't see her vision. It's like, let me not lie. And then Dumbledore interrupts and is like, hello, Lita. Scene 71.
You know, Lita, like Joanne the Scammer. Lockhart the Scammer.
Yeah.
Because Bianca said they could have, instead of this, they could have made a movie of Lockhart scamming people. And then I just got a picture of Joanne. Kenneth Branagh doing this
car. Dance with, like, with the sunglasses.
Instead, it's us looking at Joanne going, that's over, that's canceled.
Yeah, it is. It is that. It is definitely that. Wait, let me scroll up. Maggie is saying, Maggie says, get me into bow chuckle politics. Or no, she says first, why didn't they just make the whole movie about bow chuckle island? Get me into bow chuckle politics. Pick its origin story.
It's a complex and social then, life. And that sounds like something I want to know about.
Zay is like, yeah, because Pickett has emotional trauma that we don't get to explore in the first one. Why are all the other sticks mean to him? Which is not wrong.
I want to know.
I want to know. I would like to know.
Somebody write that fanfic.
Let's get into the bow chuckle politics.
Let's get into the deep-seated trauma of Pickett.
So we're back in the present. Lita is sitting at her old desk in the present day classroom. Dumbledore enters and is like, This is a surprise. Lita is like, finding me in a classroom. Was I such a bad student? No, you're 30 years old and your folks are looking for you. So surprised that you're here, because you're supposed to be working. Mm-hmm. And he says, on the contrary, you were one of my cleverest. And he says, she's like, I know you never liked me, which, again,
who cares? And what?
I'm so like, sorry. Zoe Kravitz.
If I run into my high school teacher, I have one high school teacher, actually, that as I was graduating and I was shaking hands, and he went to shake my hand, I said, fuck you. And then I kept moving.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know. He ruined my, like, senior year of basketball, trying to bench me because I went on a college visit. Who the hell do you think you are? Like, seriously? What? I went to visit a college and I missed a practice. No deal. Anyway. Anywho. Who in the right mind is, like, angsty over their high school teacher when you're 30-something, you about to get married, you got a job?
I mean,
why do you care?
She don't. She
just and also, I guess.
Or something. I don't know. So then Dumbledore's like, you're wrong. I never thought you bad. And Lita's like, you were alone then. Everybody else did. And they were right. I was wicked. And like, who cares? What?
Maggie sent me puppies.
Oh, love to see it.
This is why that's my girl. Like, MVP. Write it down.
Dumbledore says, I know how painful the rumors of your brother Corvus must be for you. And Lita says, no, you don't. Not unless you had a brother who died too. And he goes, in my case, it was my sister.
Can I just tell y'all that, like, having a brother who died or a sister who died, it's sad. But have you ever seen a little tiny German Shepherd puppy eating grass? Because I have.
So then, Lita asks if Dumbledore loved his sister, and then he says, not as well as I should have done, and then he steps toward Lita and says, it's never too late to free yourself. Confession is a relief, I'm told. A great weight lifted. Like, are you a fucking Catholic priest? Like, what is happening? Is it because Jude Law is the Pope? The young Pope? Is that why? Was that a nod?
Yeah. We needed confession time.
Maybe that's what it is. And then Dumbledore says, regret is my constant companion. Do not let it become yours. And that's it. So. We're here. Who's your...
But have you ever seen a puppy with, like, really wiggly, like, wrinkly ears? My MVP is Maggie and this little German Shepherd. Or, ooh, no, this little baby Golden. Look at him sleepy. Yep. He's all fear.
Fluffy.
This is the kind of beast that I want in my life. This is what I'm here for.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Who's your MVP?
I said Newt, like BB Newt, but only because he's my jam in my head. Because, like, whatever J.K. Rowling is trying to do, I'm not with it. But, you know.
Little BB Newt taking care of a falcon because he's hurt.
Taking care of a raven and, like, raven. You know, brushing hands with Lita. Like, it's cute.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
So, Courtney MVPs McGee for somehow being alive at this time, which is a magical feat.
It is.
It really is. Like, we should give her things. I don't think anyone else has an MVP, because they're talking about the brain cell comments and how many brain cells they've lost.
I mean, I don't even think I have brain cells anymore. What are those? Mm-hmm. I've never heard of those before.
No.
Benched?
Oh, no. Oh. Wait. Bianca MVP's McGee's mom, because that's who this has to be. Wasn't her mom a muggle?
No.
Or her dad was?
Her dad was a muggle. McGonagall is a muggle name. Mm-hmm. I mean, apparently not. Though, yeah. So.
Maggie MVP's Pickett, who deserves a movie instead of anyone else involved here.
Indeed. It's
true. Pickett's inner life. The secret life of Pickett.
Bench, is it? I'm benching. Sorry, y'all. I'm benching this imposter because this is not McGonagall.
Messing with time travel.
I'd like to know who has taken McGonagall's identity and then went back in time and how we can, you know, save her, because that's really the story here.
Oh, you know who else I wanted to MVP? I forgot. But maybe I'll bench him instead, because it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
McClaggin.
Way. Oh.
McClaggin.
McClaggin.
For just
but not McLaggin.
The laziest identity theft. It's like...
That's the true story here. It's all this identity theft. What's like, happening here?
It's like when you go to, like, Uptown or in Harlem, and then you get Gucci with 5 C's. Gucci.
Gucci.
They MVP's the person taking a shower at the beginning of the episode, Robin's headcanon,
yikes.
And the Boggart time to do it. Bianca benches Joe because of who she is.
Yeah, she can go.
And Courtney benches me for getting here an hour late. Uh-huh. You were, like, super excited about being here, and then you were late. That's crazy.
It's okay.
That's all right. We'll you didn't miss nothing.
I was going to say...
We can recap it for you.
Nothing.
Bullshit happened.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
That you need to worry yourself about, because, my God.
Maggie benches Joanne, Cloves, the WB, everyone who made this and decided to focus on these characters when we came up with 10 other things at least during this recording. It's
yo,
true.
Get Pickett his things.
Give us a development deal, WB. We got you.
I mean, don't. I mean, do, but don't. But don't.
They bitches the tethered version of Joe. Gotta be one of them. So not the Joe that's in the seventh layer of that chest.
No, but a different one. It's a tether.
The tether.
There's three Joes now.
Okay.
Which, you know, given the way that the world is going.
Who's to say?
Who is to say? Either way, it's still her fault.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Thank you for joining us. Congratulations, you played yourself. We played ourselves.
Yo. But everyone we're halfway has been through. Played. We're about halfway through, so, like, it's only a couple more weeks. I mean, how long have we been reading The Crimes of Grindelwald?
It's been 84 years.
This shit feels longer than Fantastic Beasts. Does it feel longer than the first one to y'all? Because it feels longer to me. Maybe it's just the nature of time working right now, but, like, it definitely feels like we've been doing this for at least 2 years. But anyway, next week we'll be discussing scenes 72 through 79 of The Crimes of Grindelwald. Let us know who you think is the real MVP and who has benched for the chapter. Join the conversation on Twitter at BLKGirlsCreate. Use hashtag WizardTeam. And, yeah.
Go listen to Chloe and Hallie.
Yep, do that. Do that. That's what I'm gonna go do. Because, wow.
I'm gonna listen to Dave.
He's cool, too. Yeah. All right.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.